Alright, today we're going to talk about Rachel Levine. We touched on some other things, but first, Rachel Levine, believe it or not, at one point was Richard Levine. As you can see in this family photo I got. Now, I haven't been able to find out much about the family. If there is anything, it's certainly been scrubbed from the internet or is really censored. If you know anything, comment down below. That'd be really interesting. But Rachel, getting the two names mixed up. I guess calling someone Richard or Rachel Richard is dead naming, but I don't care. So Richard, now Rachel Levine, was named Woman of the Year a while back. As you can see in this article, it says, media giant declares man Woman of the Year. It'd be interesting to know what his family thinks about that. Before that, he was also sworn in as first female, not transgender, female four-star admiral. Language used is very clear and deliberate. If it would have said first trans female, you know, it would have saying he's a little bit, you know, when it says it's female, it means he's nothing less than a woman. All right, there's no prefix saying he's trans female. You know, he's just a woman. Or she's just a woman, you know, despite having XY chromosomes and fathering two children. And, you know, that does make you think, you know, that picture of his family, I'll pull it up again. What happened between, you know, getting married, having kids, to now? You know, what made Richard become Rachel? And how did that decision to transition affect his family? How did it affect his kids, his wife? You know, at the very least, his kids had their father taken away from them and had it replaced by something that must seem like a stranger. But anyway, what I want to talk about in regards to Rachel Levine today was, he made a comment recently, or she made a comment recently, where she said, changing the genders of kids has the highest support of the Biden administration. Which, you know, reminds me of all those people that said, we're not coming after your kids. You know, this is just about, you know, us, you know, being able to get married, you know, being able to be free, do what we want, you know, what we do in the bedroom, it's none of your business. Well, fine, great, I don't care. That's fine. I don't want to know. But when you start, you know, shoving it in children's faces, you know, with Drag Queen Story Hour, when Target starts putting transgender clothes in the kids section.
Their new Pride collection was out, so let's take a look. This is a special swimsuit. It is invented for tucking.
Which they rightly got boycotted for. And we start putting gay porn in children's school libraries, that's when it becomes my business, or better yet, the parents' business. I mean, I don't understand why they're doing this unless it's in an effort to sexualize children.
No, well, if that's all, what?
You know, not to mention the frequency of transgender individuals who are previously or are sex offenders, and they also engage in pedophilia, and then there's just transgender individuals who transition just to get into female spaces. Like, we've seen that, like, there was one guy who transitioned a prisoner just to get into a female prison, and wind up getting two female prisoners pregnant. You know, there's a more recent thing, the Kappa Kappa Gamma thing. If you remember, that guy transitioned to a woman, or at least identifies as a woman, and would watch the women undress and get erections while he watched them undress. And, you know, there was one where this this guy transitioned into this or into a woman, and he went to all-female sauna, and this woman's comments regarding that were great.
We spa condone that. Is that what you're saying? Like I asked. It's so he could stay there. He could stay there? What sexual orientation? I see a dick. It lets me know he's a man. He's a man. He is a man. He is not no female.
And then, you know, there's much, much less lighthearted one where this boy, I can't remember, he either transitioned or identified as a woman and went to a girl's locker room and raped a girl. And it's not that, you know, they might come after your kids, or that they, you know, transgender men might invade women's spaces or might dominate sports. They already have. We're just now realizing it. You know, they already are coming after your kids. They already have invaded women's spaces. They already are dominating women's sports, as we've seen with the most famous example with, you know, Riley Gaines and, you know, the track athletes I showed in one of my previous episodes that just smoked the women. It is good, you know, there's good, though, that a lot of this has come to light because of that, there's been a lot of backlash. Like I mentioned earlier, with Target, they have now, they boycotted. All right, people boycotted Target. There was boycott of Bud Light because of what happened to Dylan Mulvaney. You know, there is good news come out of all this. There is a lot of backlash happening. You know, a lot of parents are taking their kids to homeschool, which I think is great. Especially for the kids, and it protects the kids from all, you know, being exposed to gay porn in children's school libraries, which they have now, which is ridiculous. However, that is it for this show, In Trouble with Hubble. You can find the show on YouTube, Rumble, and then we get your podcast. Comment below what you think of the show, anything you'd like me to cover next. If you like the show, like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.